Today's shiur is we're going to begin on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had said that Reb Meir differentiates when we're dealing with an issue that's a deraisa versus something which is midrabanan, if we could rely on a chazaka. Where he said when we're dealing with a deraisa, we can't rely on chazaka, by a drabanan we can. Ask the Gemara, Rami deraisa deraisa, Reb Meir. I'll show you a steer about something which is a deraisa in Reb Meir. The Tanan. Noga be'echt belayla. Somebody touched somebody during the night. Then he died there, and he doesn't know if the person he touched, im chayim meis, was dead or alive when he touched him. Olamachar the next morning, hishkum amatzoy meis. He wakes up and finds that the person who he touched during the night was dead. Ramei matar. Ramei says that this person is considered tar. Vacham matamin. When the Chum say we consider him tamei, why should call out tameis kishas mitziyosin? We always say that we assume that it is what it was. So we found that the person that was touched is dead. We assume that he was dead when he was touched. Ramei, on the other hand, says that we follow the chazaka. Since the person touching was tahar, we assume that he remained tahar until the last possible moment. And the same thing, we assume that the person was alive until the last possible moment, and therefore when he was touched, he was still alive and there is no issue. So here we see that Reb Meir is relying on a chazaka, even though it's a shayla of a deraisa. So first Tosfos makes a comment. Tosfos says that this situation happened in the Rishus Rabbim, that we know from throughout Shas, the halacha is that Sofik Tumah Rishus Rabbim Sveikoi Tohor. That's what Tosfos says. Ask Rav Shimon Shkop, if that's pshat, that we're relying on the cloud of kol of the, every sofik and rishus rabbim sfeikot tahor, so what's the Gemara's kasha? It could very well be that we don't rely on the chazaka. Here, you know why I'm relying? Not because of the chazaka. I'm relying because of the din of sofik tamid rishus rabbim. Rav Shimon Shkop's kasha. And they are mefarshim. They don't say it this way, but there are mefarshim that don't agree with Tosfos. And they say Al Gemara doesn't differentiate between Rishus Rabbim and Rishus HaYachid. It's always the same halacha. Shimon Shkop answers that even if we'll say Sofek Tamei Rishus Rabbim is Tahor, if it has to be based on something. You can't just say it without any basis. The basis has to be a chazaka. So Meila, the Gemara's kasha is very gishmak. If the basis of Sofek Tamei Rishus Rabbim is because of the chazaka, even though it's a deraisa, so why don't we rely on the deraisa here? But then the Rishonim ask a different question. You know why our Mishnah is different than that case? In our Mishnah, there's a chazaka that works against you. Because the chazaka is that without an Erev, you can't walk past your Tchum. So that's why in our Mishnah, when the Erev got disqualified, and I don't know when it got disqualified, I don't rely on the chazaka because I have a chazaka that I can't walk past my tchum. There I have a cheskes tahara. So the two cases are fundamentally different. Ritva speaks about it. So Ritva says two truths which I think are really one. Ritva says there is no question that an Erev was put. If no Erev was put, you're right. So everybody has a chazaka that he can't walk past the tchum. Here we know for sure that an Erev was put. Just what? The Erev was truma, and we don't know when the truma became tamei. So the issue is not my chazaka. The issue is the truma, and the truma has a cheskes tahara. So now we have a stira. Here we see Ramei by the Raisa relies on chazaka. Here we see he doesn't. Amr Yimya, Mishnah Seinu Shahayu L'Sheretz Kol Ben Hashmashos. Our Mishnah is discussing a situation where the Sheretz was there the entire Ben Hashmashos. So it's not a shaila. If it was Tamei Ben Hashmashos, we know it was Tamei Ben Hashmashos. Now Rashi makes a very interesting point. Rashi says, you look in the Rashi Kol Ben Hashmashos, Metchilosav et Tzoyfoy, Devadai Itma Beboy Joyn. So the Berachas Avram asks on Rashi, why does Rashi have to say that it got Tamei Beboy Joyn? The point of the Gemara is that it was Tamei the whole Ben Hashmashos. Beboy Joyn means that it was already Tamei before Ben Hashmashos. Why is Rashi saying this? So he says a very interesting teretz. He says, let's say Ben Hashmashos is 15 minutes long. It's from 4 to 4:15. What is Pshat in Ben Hashmashos? Pshat in Banish Moshes is that every second of Banish Moshes, I don't know what moment is the moment that changes from day to night, which is the moment when the Erev has to become effective. So let's say I'll have an Erev that's good for 1 minute of Banish Moshes, it's good for 4:01, and then it became Tomei for from 4:01 to 4:15. That Erev may still be an effective Erev. Because for all I know, 4:01 might have been the moment when it changes from day to night. So if the disqualified Erev is only there for 14 out of the 15 minutes, it's still not necessarily a problem. That's why Rashi says that it became Tameh before Banish Moshes. So the entire 15-minute span of Banish Moshes, the disqualified Erev wasn't there, and therefore I have no way of ever being able to say that this Erev is a good Erev. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. If we know for a fact that this Truma was Tomei the whole Banish Moshes, what did Rabbi Yossi say in this case? Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah that this case, it's a Sofik and it's Kosher. If I know for a fact that there was a Sheretz on this Erev, the entire Banish Moshes, how could Rabbi Yossi say it's a Kosher Erev? And the truth is, what he called the Tosis points out, the Gemara could have also asked the Rameya. Rameya said it's a Sofik. Rameya used the language you had yesterday in the Mishnah, Chomer Gomel. So to question, it shouldn't be a Sofik. It should certainly not be a good Erev. So Tosfos says the Gemara chose one of the two questions it could have asked. Truth is, it could have asked the Kasher Rameya too. And the Mefarshim explained why did the Gemara prefer to ask a Rabbi Yossi than a Rameya. So they say a very simple pshat. What did Rameya say? Rameya said it's a Sofik. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said it's Kosher. To say it's Kosher when it was Tomei the whole Banish Moshes is a lot more difficult to understand than to say it's a Sofik. So the Gemara had a choice of which question to ask. This question is a much more powerful question, so the Gemara chose the more powerful question. So therefore, Rabbi Rav Yosef Dama Tavayu, Hocha B'Shtei Kita Edom Askinim. We're talking about there were two pairs of Edom. And the way Rashi explains, it's not that Rabbi and Rav Yosef are saying a new Teretz. Rabbi and Rav Yosef are really explaining what Rav Yirmiyah meant. Because otherwise it's hard to understand what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant. We're talking about two pairs of Edom. One says that the Erev became Tomei from before Banish Moshes. It only became Tomei after Banish Moshes. So the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is like this. We have these two pairs of Edom contradicting each other. So Rameya holds like this. And we really started explaining this yesterday. What does Chazakah tell us? Chazakah doesn't mean that it answers all problems, that whenever I have a suffix I can rely on Chazakah. Chazakah has limited situation where you can rely on it. Where could you rely on a Chazakah? Well, you don't have Edom against the Chazakah. In this case, we want to rely on the Chazakah. But that it only became Tomei after night. But I have Edom that tell me that it got Tomei earlier. And Ochanami, those Edom are being contradicted. But they don't disappear just because they're contradicted. They're here. And where you have Edom contradicting the Chazakah is not usable. That's how Rameya learns. And Rabbi Yossi holds that no, that even though we have Edom, the Edom, since there are two pairs of Edom contradicting each other, so I'm in a situation of a Sofik, and when I have a Sofik, I can't rely on a Chazakah. Rava says a different pshat. And this is the way Rashi learns Rava. So we'll see a different way of learning Rava. Rava mahasam tre Chazakah l'kula, v'hachach Chazakah l'kula. Over there, by somebody who touched the person during the night, there are two reasons to say that he's tahor. One is because he has a cheskas tahara, he was tahor, and the person has a cheskas that he was alive. In our Mishnah, we only have one chazakah. So Rashi learns that Rava is a continuation of the previous parents. When does Rameya say that you can rely on a chazakah, even though you have a contradiction, when you have two chazakas working in your favor? But when you have only one chazakah in your favor, you can't. And our Mishnah, you only have one chazakah working in your favor. And Rabbi Yossi will disagree. He says even one chazakah you could rely on. Other Rishonim say that Rava, many Rishonim learn this way, the Rava is a freestanding teretz. The Rava says, you know why there we can rely on a chazakah, and here you can't rely on a chazakah because there are two chazakas and here there's one chazakah. The Noi de Behuda makes a very interesting point. He says, we know throughout halacha, whenever we're dealing with an aguna, we try to be maker. Our Gemara is teaching us that when you have two chazakas, makes a big difference. So he asks, by every aguna, we have two chazakas working against her. One, she has a cheskes eishes ish, and he has a cheskes that is chai, that is alive. So how can we so be quick to be makel by an aguna if we have two chazakas working against her? So the Rabbi Yehuda says that the two chazakas are really not two chazakas. They're all one chazaka. Why does the isha have a chazaka? She's an eishes ish, because her husband's alive. So it's not two separate chazaka. The cheskes eishes ish is based on the cheskes chai. That's not called two chazakas. Two chazakas, he says, is like an algemara, that the chazaka that I'm tar and that the chazaka that the person I touched is alive are two unconnected chazakas. That's called two chazakas. Amar asked the Gemara, Kash Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. But now we have a Stir Rabbi Yossi. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was Mekel. He relied on a chazaka. Yet yesterday in the Braisa that we discussed and learned at the end of the Shir, there where we had a Sofik by the Mikveh, Rabbi Yossi was Machmer. Amar Rav Huna Bar Rav Chanina, Shani Tumah, Hoyav Yesh Le'ikman HaTorah. Since Tumah is based in a Deraisa, so even if this specific need to go to the Mikveh, maybe only Midrabanan, Rabbi Yossi is Machmer in all situations of Tumah, that we don't rely on Chazaka. Ask the Gemara, Shabbos Nami Deraisa Hi. So there's a few ways to learn the Kasha. The simplest way of learning the Kasha is that the Gemara in the Havamina wants to learn that Rabbi Yossi will agree with Rabbi Meir, that yesterday we said Rabbi Meir holds Tchum Deraisa. So the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Yossi also holds Tchum Deraisa. Or the Gemara's question is that even if Rabbi Yossi holds that Tchum is not Deraisa, but certainly Shabbos, which is the basis for all of Tchumim, is Deraisa. And says the Gemara, Kesav Rabbi Yossi, Tchum Derabonim. Rabbi Yossi holds Tchum is the Rabbanon. Even if Shabbos is the Raisa, but the issue of Tchum is the Rabbanon, and that's why we can rely on Chazak by Tchum. This Gemara is the basis for a very famous machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. I already quoted here the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that even if we hold, not like Rabbi Kiva, that the Tchum of 2,000 Amma is the Rabbanon, says the Yerushalmi, Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. And the Rambam, Paskins like the Yerushalmi. Says the Ramban, I'll show you a proof that the Rambam is wrong. Al Gemara says that Tchumim is considered something that it's not that it doesn't have an Ikum in the Torah, that doesn't have any basis in the Torah. If Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, so why do you tell me ain't like Ikum in the Torah? That's the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. So Ritva says two Trutzim. One Teres Ritva says is like this. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi said that by all times that you have to go to the mikveh, even if it's drabon and I don't rely on chazaka? Because it's an issue of confusion. If I'm going to be able to rely on chazaka by tefillah, you're going to say, just like I relied on it by the drabon and tefillah, I'll also rely on it by the rice of tefillah. And a tefillah is a tefillah. They're all the same. Going to the mikveh, when you have to go with the drabon and when you have to go with the rice, it's the exact same tefillah. So chazal may don't rely on chazakas. But says Ritva, walking 2,000 amos and walking 12,000 amos, nobody's going to confuse one with the other. So that's why even if Yud Beis Mil has an Ikum in the Torah, that won't get confused with 2,000 amos. That's one teretz. But there's another teretz, which is a very big chiddush. If you hold, or when you hold, Tchumim is Midaraisa, that means if everybody holds by Yud Beis Mil, would an Erev work? So the Ritva says that Erev wouldn't work. Because the Erev is a Rabbanan Kakana, and it can't work on a Deraisa. So he says, very gishmak. If Yud Beis Mil is a Deraisa, and 2,000 Amos is a Rabbanan, you won't confuse 2,000 Amos with 12,000 Amos, because by 2,000 Amos the Erev will work. And by 12,000 Amos the Erev won't work anyway. So there's nothing to be worried about that you'll say that I can rely on the Chazaka by the Erev, by Yud Beis Mil, because there is no Erev by Yud Beis Mil, because on a Deraisa Diga Tchum, Erev Tchum won't work. Vibay Seima, Hadidei Hadi Rebbe. This halacha that he holds, that you can't rely on chazaka, is his own psak. This that you can rely on a chazaka is his Rebbe's psak. Deka nami, I'll prove to you that that's a good teretz. The Tani, Amar Rabbi Yossi, of Thomas Hayd Meshur Mechamish Tzkeinim, Shesofik Erev Kasha. So when Rabbi Yossi quotes this psak in the Mishnah, he doesn't say it in his own name, he says it in the name of Thomas. It's right that he doesn't hold that way. Shmamina. Rav Amar, Hosm Hanatam de Rabbi Yossi, because him, Hosm Hamei Tomel Chaskosai. The person going into the mikveh has a cheskes tuma, veim aloy tovel, and we say that he wasn't tovel. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, hamid mikveh cheskosai. Why don't we say that the mikveh, the chazakah, there was a good mikveh? What was the shaila there? We don't know if the mikveh had memsor or didn't have memsor. So we should say that the mikveh has a chazakah, that it's a good, that's a kosher mikveh, the eimel chaser, and say that the mikveh is not possible. And it says the Gemara, the mikveh shloi nimdik. There we're talking about a mikveh that wasn't measured, so it doesn't have a cheskes tara. And the Ritva says, it doesn't mean that it wasn't ever measured. It could be it was measured a while ago. But since it's very common that mikvahs lose the water, leak, evaporate, so since it wasn't recently measured, I don't have a chazaka that the mikvah is a kosher mikvah. Says Taisus, a gaval de gevart. Taisus says that, let's say somebody went to this mikvah. He was tamei, he went to this mikvah. So I can't say that he's tahar, because I don't have a chazaka on the mikvah that it's kosher, and he has a cheskes tumah. But let's say he touched something that's tahar. Will that thing that he touched become tamei? He says, no, because there I can rely on the chazaka, on the food that it has a cheskes tahara, and it remains tahar. From here, the Shach paskins that even in a situation of a sofek d'rabbanon, because here there may be even a tumah d'rabbanon, you always follow the chazaka. It's an interesting psak of the Shach in Simon Kofiot. He says that the chazaka's iser is stronger than the klal of sofek d'rabbanon l'kula. Tanya, Ketzer Amar Rabbi Yossi, sofek erev kasha. When did Rabbi Yossi say there's a sofek of the erev it's kasher? Erev b'truma. Somebody used truma for an erev. Sofek by joining the mass. The sofek became tamei from before ben hashmashos. Sofek m'shech sheichin the mass. Or became tamei after ben hashmashos. Became a peiros. The same thing with prayer. Sofik mi boy joined this canoe. Sofik mi shech seich in this canoe. We're going to talk about this soon. Because here we don't know when prayers became. They lost their tevel status. So it should be a cheskes tuma. Zer sofik erev kosher. Avel ira betruma. If somebody used truma. And he never knew if this truma was not tamei. Sofik tar, sofik tameya. It's a sofik if this truma is tar, or the sofik if this truma is tamei. The same to Paris, the same thing with Paris. Sofik niskanu, sofik loy niskanu, and the sofik erev kasha. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi is teaching us here that for an erev to rely on a chazaka means that you had at one point a good erev. Then it got disqualified, and the question is when they got disqualified. So to rely on a chazaka to tell me that it got disqualified after Bein HaShemashes. But if I never had an erev, then I can't rely on a sofik. And I say that it was good until the last possible moment. Ask the Gemara, Peiros Nami, what did the Brice say at the beginning? That if it's a Sofik Niskanu, Sofik Loi Niskanu, it's of a Sofik if it's Tevel or not. Peiros Nami, Hevel Tevel Chaskosoi. So say that it was Tevel. Veim Loi Niskanu. Answer the Gemara, Loi Taim is Sofik B'yoyim Niskanu. Avada, if I don't know for sure that these Peiros were not Tevel before Bein HaShemashos, I cannot rely on that Erev. What happened here was, Sofik by joy Nidmu, Sofik Mechshech Sheikh Nidmu. What happened here is, and the story Rashi explains in the second shot, you had Peiros which were Chulin, good Peiros. They got mixed up with Tevel. Now the question is, when did it, so we have a Cheska that it's good Peiros. Now we don't know when that mix up happened. Did it happen before Bein HaShemashos and it disqualified it? Did it happen afterwards and it's not a problem? So the Chazaka tells me that it happened at the last possible moment, and the Erev is a good Erev. That's the Pshat that Rashi prefers and Tosfos prefers. The first Pshat Rashi says is that it got mixed up with Truma, and we're going according to Sumchis that a Yisrael can't rely on Truma for an Erev. But we're going to learn from the second Pshat. Rav Shimon Shkop asks Gvaldo Gikasha. He says like this. We are learning here that we have a suffix when these peiros got mixed up with the tevel, we rely on the chazaka. He asks like this. Everybody knows this halacha. What's going to be the halacha of a piece of treif meat falls into a pot of kosher meat? And we're talking in the case that it's not bottled. For whatever reason. There's no shishim. It's a davar chashuv. Whatever the reason is. Now you pull out a piece of meat. So the pot has a cheska that it was kosher. Right? It was a kosher pot. When you pull out a piece of meat, are you allowed to eat that meat? Of course not. Why not? Because if there's no bittul, we say that's treif. So why over here don't we say that the Erev is good, and over there do we say that the Erev is not good? So he says, a very posh the teretz. He says, when I pull out a piece of meat from that pot where the trefa meat fell in that didn't become batel. I have to now judge, is this a kosher piece of meat or a trefa piece of meat? So I have to be concerned that it's a trefa piece of meat and I'm not allowed to eat it. Over here, on the contrary, I started with a good erev. What do you want to now say that the erev became pasul? That doesn't change that I want to eat the meat. Nobody's going to tell you you're allowed to eat these peiris that got mixed up with the tevel. The issue is not eating it. The issue is, can I say that it happened later? For that, I can rely on chazaka. Continues the Gemara. Bar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Mirafuna. Hay lefanim shtei kikus. Somebody had it from two loaves of bread. Achas tmeya v'achas tayra. One was tmeya and one was tayra. The tmeya you can't use for an erev. V'amar le'erev li'b'tayra. And he said, I want to use the tar loaf for the erev. Mekom makom shi, whichever one it is. Mahu. What's going to be our local? Will that be a legitimate erev or not? Says the Gemara, Tabai l'rameya and Tabai l'rameya. It's a question that's relevant both to Rameya and to Rabbi Yossi. Tabai l'rameya, it could be Rameya will be Mekel over here, you know why? Because at Kamloi Kama Rameya Hossam, the Lekka Tahira. If the Truma becomes Tamei, it might have become Tamei and I have nothing to rely on. Hacha, however, here there certainly is a loaf of bread which is tar. Hacha ikatayra. Idoma, on the other hand, afilu la Rabbi Yosef like kama ela hasam dim isa the tayra he. If we know if it's tar, we know which one is the tar because only dealing with one pile of fruit. Aval hacha halayadala. It may be tar, but I can't identify it. So if it's not identifiable, what does it help me? Amalei and Itaka Paskins, Bein Rabbi Yosi, Bein Rameya, according to Rameya, according to Rabbi Yosi, Bein in Suda Ruim by Joy and Veleka. An Erev has to be something which is edible from Erev Shabbos. Since I have these two loaves of bread, and I'm not able to know which is the kosher one, which is the not kosher one, therefore it's not acceptable Erev. So the Goyen Yaakov and Rav Shimon Shkop ask a Gevaldige Kasha. Let's say you have these two loaves of bread. And I don't know which one is Torah and which one is Tameh. And I put it down for an Erev Tchumen. And then Friday night, I find out which one is the Torah. So when I put it down, I didn't know which one I could eat because I had no way of knowing. On Friday night, I got a telegram that this is the Torah, that this is the Torah Digger loaf. So is it kosher Erev or not? Do I say, since Ben Ashmashis, I couldn't eat it because I didn't know it's not good? Or is Pshat that it wasn't that it wasn't acceptable, it was a chasar in yadiyah. I didn't know, but that didn't mean that the loaf that wasn't good isn't a good loaf. What's going to be the halacha? So Shimon Shkop and the Goyen Yaakov both say it'll be a good erev. Because the metzias, it was a good erev. It was only a chasar in yadiyah. It was only a lack of knowledge that stood in my way, and that won't prevent it from being an effective erev. Continue to Gemara. Ba'minei Rav and Rav Nachman. Kika zu hayoyim chol ulamocha kodesh. You have a situation where you have a loaf of bread and you say that today it's chol, it's chulin, it's permitted to be eaten, but by night I want it to become kodesh. By night I want it to be hegdish, and we learned earlier in the Masechta that you can't use hegdish for an erev. Vama ervali bazer. And he said, I want to use it for erev. Mahu. What's the halacha? Amle eruv erev. I assume it's a good Erev. I say that it only becomes Kodesh after Bein HaShemashis. So since during Bein HaShemashis it was still Chulin, so it's a great Erev. Let's say you have just the opposite case. We have Hayoyim Kodesh. On Friday I want it to be Hegdish, Ulamachachol, and it should become Chulin on Shabbos. V'amah Irvali Bezer. And he said, I want to use it for an Erev. What's the halacha? Amalei Ein Eruvei Erev. The Erev is not a good Erev because I say that during Bein HaShemashis it was still Kodesh. So he asked Maishno, what's the difference? Amr, he told him, when you eat a kur, it's a large amount of salt. So Rashi says that he was just trying to, he was saying a joke, he was just trying to push him away. But I saw other pshatim. Another pshat is like this, that when you, he said like this, to eat a lot of salt takes a lot of time. He says, if you want to understand a Gemara, you have to hurry. It takes you a lot of time. Another pshat that I saw is that when you eat something, if it has salt, it gets good taste. That doesn't mean the food isn't food without the salt. But he was trying to tell us like this. The psak I told you is the right psak, no matter what. Now you want salt. You want a pshat. I'll give you a pshat. But the pshat doesn't affect the psak, because the psak is the right psak. But one more pshat I saw, a very interesting pshat from the Noida Yehuda. The Noida Yehuda says that everybody's body is comprised of different components. There's fat, there's water, there's salt. He says a person that has a lot of salt in his system is sharper than a person that doesn't have a lot of salt in his system. He says a scientific fact. So he says, you want to understand a difficult pshat? So he said, you have to eat a lot of salt. If you eat a lot of salt, then you'll be sharper and you'll be able to say, understand the hard psak.
My Rebbe told me from Rav Shimon in the Hagdamah to the Shari Yosher that he says the pshat, that it's a difficult pshat, so you have to first make yourself like an eved. You have to do a job for me, and then you'll accept what I'll tell you.
Okay. Hayoyim chol l'mocha kodesh. In the case when he said today, chol l'mocha kodesh, mesfek lo nachs lo kedusha. The kedusha is not chal until the night. Hayoyim kodesh l'mocha chol. On the other hand, when he said today it's Kaddish, tomorrow it become Chulun, Misfeik Alay Kedushas Minei. So there's two ways of learning this Gemara. The way most Rishonim learn the Gemara, it's an issue of Chazaka. That means if something was Chulun on Erev Shabbos, we say that it remains Chulun until the last possible moment. We always keep the Chazaka. So if it's Chulun, it keeps the Cheskes Chulun. And if it's Kaddish, it has a Cheskes Kaddish. That's how the Ramban learns, that's how the Ritva learns. Where is it going to be a Nafkamina Lalocha? Just the opposite. What's going to be the case that you said it that on Shabbos it's Kodesh and Matzah Shabbos it should be Chol? So there the Chazak is the other way. You always follow Cheska Shabbos. And that works perfectly into something that we passed earlier this week, that there's a difference between a Shavuos on Friday afternoon between a Shavuos on Matzah Shabbos. Why? Because you follow the Chazak. Friday has a Cheska Chol, Shabbos has a Cheska Kodesh. That's how the Ramban, the Ritva learns Gemara. Rav Chaim has a different mahalach in the Gemara. Rav Chaim has a mahalach in the Gemara that Chazal said that when you're changing something from Chulun to Kodesh, from Friday to Shabbos, Chazal said it only happens after the night. It's not because it's a suffix and I rely on the Chazaka. Chazal told us that that's the halacha. What's going to be a nafkamina? I think a gewaldig nafkamina. What's going to be the halacha if somebody put down an Erev Tchumim Bein Hashmashes? And the halacha is that you have to make a bracha when you put down an Erev. Do you make a bracha or not? If you say that Chazal said that until it's night, it's day. And you can put down, that's the halacha. So then you can make a bracha. If the only reason the Erev is chal is because I rely on a chazaka, but not that I could tell you definitively that's considered day, you wouldn't make a bracha. The Bi halacha says you make a bracha. Obviously he learned the Gemara like Reb Chaim. But today, there's a gevaldige kasha here. Very halacha l'maaseh the kasha. Here the Gemara says, you can have something on Friday, Hayoim Chol, Ulamacha Kodesh. That today should be Chol, and it should change on Shabbos to Kodesh, or vice versa. That means a business transaction is happening on Shabbos. It's transferring Rishuyas. It's a transaction. Rav Kivega asks a Shaila, what's the halacha if you set something up, pre-programmed something on before Shabbos, that there should be a business transaction on Shabbos? So yes, he says he's not allowed to do it. What would be a perfect example? A perfect example is the stock market. Somebody gives an order on Erev Yontif that Shabbos, I want to buy 1,000 shares. In other words, we'll make it a simple Shabbos. Not that it depends on a trigger. He says, I want to buy 9 o'clock when the market opens 1,000 shares. And he gives him the buy order. According to Rikivag, you're not allowed to do it. Because even though you didn't do anything, you're not allowed to cause the business should happen on Shabbos. So they ask, according to Kivega, what are you going to do with this Gemara? Here you're causing a business transaction to happen on Shabbos. So nobody really, the only answer I found, nobody answers this question directly. The only pshat is that could be like this. If Enochanami said that on Friday, I want there should be a transfer on Shabbos, that would be awesome. But what happens when you get something? You bought today a table, and it's chulin, and you say, I'm buying it with the condition that for 30 days it's chulin, and then afterwards it should become kodesh. Right when you bought it, you said it. And it comes out the day 31 of Shabbos. Or vice versa. When you buy something, and you magdish it, and you say that it should only last for 30 days, and 31st day comes out Shabbos. So it's not that you made a transfer for Shabbos. Your kedusha was from the beginning only for 30 days, and it automatically expires in Shabbos. That could be a Kirei good agree is acceptable. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hossam. Lagant Ful Yoyim. The halach is that if a utensil becomes Tameh, you have to put it into a mikvah. But putting it into the mikvah calls it Ful Yoyim. We know you always need Herv Shems. Shemal Menachavish Shemaisa Tevel. And now you filled it up with Meiser. V'omar reza trumas Meiser tachshach. Dvar kayomim. What you say is like this. I fill it up with Meiser, and I say that the 10% that's truma should be chalfim. So halach is it's fine. Now, v'omalei ivruli b'zeh. But if he said, I want to use this trumas Meiser for an erif, lo'yam aklum. What he said won't work. Let's figure out why. You're not allowed to be matama trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser, even if you're matama, is useless. So when I put the trumas Meiser into this utensil, that's a tefil yoyim, when do I want the trumas Meiser to be chal? I want only to be chal on Shabbos. Because if it's going to be chal before Harav Shemesh, it's automatically going to come tamei, and the tam, and the tamei de'erev is useless. Amar Rava, Zoytza Meres, Soif HaYoyim Kain Erev. That when do I need that the Erev should be chal? At the beginning, Soif HaYoyim means at the end of the Friday, which means the beginning of Bein HaShemashes, and at the beginning of Bein HaShemashes, it was still Tevel. Because when did it become Trumas Meiser? Only after Bein HaShemashes. This Al-Kadaitel. If you're going to tell me Tchilas Yom Kain Erev, that only at the beginning of Shabbos, means the end of Bein HaShemashes, why in this case when he said I want to use this for Nairf? Why what he said is ineffective? By the time you want it to be an Erev, which is at the end of Bein HaShemashes, it's already possible to be Trumas Meiser. Because what's your problem? That the Trumas Meiser is Tomei? It's not Tomei. Because after Bein HaShemashes, it's already past the time of Tfil Yoyim. It must be that when is the Erev effective? At the beginning of Bein HaShemashes. And at the beginning of Bein HaShemashes, it wasn't yet Trumas Meiser. Amra Papa. Rapapa says, no. I'll tell you, I feel Tchilas Yoyim kind of Erev. It could very well be that the Erev is Chal at the beginning of Bein HaShemashes. However, being in a Suda Arui Mibayjoy, what Chazal required is that we spoke about this before, that what you're putting down for an Erev should be edible Friday by day, and here it's not edible because it's not Trumas Meiser until after Bein HaShemashes, and if you put down an Erev that's not edible before Shabbos, the Erev is not effective. Now we begin talking more the Sugya Breira, but we're not going to learn too much Breira today. We're going to learn just the basic halachas of how a person could put down an Erev if he's indecisive. Says the Mishnah, Masna Adam Alei Ruvan. A person can make a condition where he put down his Erev. Vaymer, Imba Nochrim Min HaMizrach. He knows that there are Goyim Chas V'Sham coming to attack the city, and he wants to run to the other direction. So he says, he puts down two Erevs on Friday afternoon, and he says like this, if the Goyim come from the east side, so I'm going to run to the west side, and that's why I want the Erev L'Mayrev to work. Umin HaMayrev, if the Goyim are coming from the west side, Eruv L'Mezrach. And Baal Kanalkan, what happens if they come from both directions? So then the Halach is, L'Mokim She'eretz Eilech, I want to go to wherever I want. Loi Baal Kanalkan, or if let's say Baruch Shem, nothing happens, then the Halach is, Hareini Kibnei Iri. Then the Halach is, that I want to remain like the people of my city, and I want to be able to not, because as we learned many times, if you have an Erev to the east side, you lose your space to the west side, vice versa. So here the person says, Hareini Kibnei Iri. The Yerushalmi makes a very interesting point. He says, why does this person make this whole long speech? He says, Erev Ilkan, Ilkan. So he says, the Tan of our Mishnah is Rameya. And Rameya, we learned two halachas from Rameya. First of all, Rameya is the man of Amos throughout Shas that says that in order for tonight to be effective, it has to be a tonight kofel. You have to be very, say, all the sides. That's why he says this long speech. And Rameya is also the man of Amos that says that whenever you have a Sofik Erev, you're stuck. That was Rameya that said in the previous Mishnah, you're Chama Gomel. So the only way you could be sure that you won't be a Chama Gomel, that you won't be in a Matzah of a Sofik, is to speak it out very clearly. Similarly, he says, in Baal Chacham and HaMizrach, if the Chacham comes from the east side, Aruvi LaMizrach, then I want my Erev to be in the Mizrach side because I want to go listen to the speech. Ma'ariv, if the Chacham is going to come from the west side and I want to go listen to the Drasha, Aruvi LaMa'ariv. Baal Kan Al-Kan, if there's going to be two Rabbonim, one on the east side, one on the west side, L'makam She'eret Sa'elef. Loi L'Kan V'loi L'Kan, if it doesn't come to the east side, Harei K'bnei Ibi. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Yehuda says, rabbi. If they attack a Rav that comes on the east side and a Rav on the west side, but one of them is his Rav, so therefore we assume that the Erev is he wants to go to listen to his Rebbe, and that becomes the effective side. Let's say he learned by two rabbis, then the lach is l'makom shir tziyelach, he could go wherever he wants. Says the Gemara, k'asher b'yitzchak, when b'yitzchak came, tani ipcha, kulam es nisim. He learned just the opposite. What does it mean he just learned opposite? He says like this, by the goyim, we said that if the goyim come from the east side, I want my erev to the west side. That means you want to go the opposite direction of the goyim. In the Brice it says you want to go in the direction of the goyim. What you say is that where the goyim come, that's where I want the erev to be. And by the Rebbe, we learned that you want to go where the Rebbe is. And in the Brice it says just the opposite. You want to go where the Rebbe isn't. So says the Gemara, Kasha Nochem and Nochem. There's a Kasha between the Brice and the Mishnah by goyim. And Kasha Chochem and Chochem. And there's a Kasha between Chochem and Chochem. Answers the Gemara, Nochem and Nochem, Allah Kasha, Ha Befarganka, Ha Bemar Demasa. There are two types of goyim. Sometimes a guy is a governor, a president. That guy, you want to go greet. Everybody wants to greet the president, the king. So there, that's what the Brice is talking about. You're saying that you want your Erev in the direction that the guy is coming, because you want to be able to go and greet the guy. But Mari the Master is like a tax collector or a policeman. Him you don't want to meet. So that's the Mishnah. You want to be in the other direction. Chacham ha-chacham lo-kasha. What about Chacham ha-kasha? That means the way Rashi learns the Gemara is like this. There are two Rabbanim coming. One is a Rav that says a Shir, a Shema Kishir, and one is Mikri Shema. One is Mikri Shema means that he says, he's a Talmud, he's a Malamid, he's a teacher for little children. Who do you want to go? You want to go to the person that's saying the great Shir. So that's why you're saying, I want to go in the direction of the one that's saying the great shir, not in the direction of the person that's a mikrish tamidim. So the Mefarshim ask, why does a person want to avoid so much the mikrish shema, the person that's a malamed? So I saw a few pshatim. One pshat is simple. The person that's going to say a good shir, there's more to learn from than from the person that just teaches alibis. How much is there to learn from him? Another pshat is that the mikrish shema, the Yavit says this pshat, is your son's Rebbe. And they used to pay the Rebbe's tuition directly. So the Rebbe's coming to collect tuition. So you don't want to meet up with him. You want to meet up with the person that you don't have to pay tuition to. You want to meet up the guy who says the shir free. Another pshat I saw is that the Mikri Shema, it's also not such a nice pshat, doesn't really have where to stay. So you're afraid you're going to have to invite him to your house, and you don't have what to feed him. So him you don't want to go to. The big Rav has plenty of people where to stay by. Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of them is his Rebbe, so we assume that he wants the Erev to be effective in that direction. The Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan say that even if one is his Rebbe, it doesn't necessarily mean that he wants the Erev to be effective in that direction. What's Peshat in the Rabbanan? Says the Gemara, Rabbanan zimna de nichalei chavrei tfei Rabbi. Sometimes a person doesn't necessarily want to learn by his Rebbe. Sometimes he wants to learn by somebody else. Why? So I saw two pshatim in the Mefarshim. One pshat I saw in the Mefarshim is because sometimes, especially if you're learning by a Rebbe who's a very chashuv Rebbe, you're embarrassed to ask questions. But we know, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Lo'yabai Shalomin. So sometimes a person would prefer not to go to the great person's shir, because he knows, even though that person's very chashuv, but he can't open his mouth during the shir. So he'll prefer to go somebody who's less, maybe not great Rebbe, but to be able to ask. That's one pshat I saw. The Meiri says another pshat. The Meiri says, although it's important that everybody should have a Rebbe Movik that he can learn from and talk to, but it's also good to expose yourself to different mahalchim, to expose yourself to different shurim. I am panim l'tayra. So even though a person has a Rebbe, and he usually goes to that Rebbe, now he may want to expose himself to a different derech, and that's why he could choose whichever derech he wants.